And again, we are gathering more and more evidence, such as in the DAPA-CKD subgroup, looking at SGLT2 inhibition. We saw that it can reduce the risk of CKD progression in patients with IgA nephropathy, again, especially those with reduced GFR and ongoing proteinuria. We saw a dramatic reduction in the hazard for progressing to a 50% loss in kidney function or the need for dialysis or a kidney death. So that's really an important finding.